Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Good morning, everyone. The sun is shining. It's going to be a beautiful day. Here in Pittsburgh, PA, Bob Pompiani behind the microphone. Nate the Great is behind the window taking your calls. In fact, I was asking him about his Twitter handle because I tried to tweet him. And Nate, I couldn't figure it out, and I went to somebody else's destination. So whoever Nate is out there who I sent it to, my apologies. It's actually at Big Newt Rockney. At Big Newt Rockney. So if you want to get in touch with Nate, all you have to do also is call 412-928-9370. You can tweet me at KD Pomp. Our show is brought to you, as always, by the good people of PNC Bank. Make today the day. Allegheny Health Network, health for all. And we are driven in style, as always, by number one Cochran. Go one better at number one Cochran. Call us, 412-928-9370. Oh, so much to talk about. And who would have thought that this Antonio Brown drama, this lunacy, whatever you want to call it, will continue. And it still has continued. After one of the most bizarre Thursday nights I think I've seen when it comes to potential trade and social media. And social media certainly has a lot of flaws. There are a lot of good things as well. But, man, this thing has gone all over the place. So Antonio Brown, reportedly by Jerry Dulac, who I think is tied in as well as anyone in this situation, he nixed the trade to Buffalo. The Steelers apparently had something going there, and he was the one who did it. Now, my question on that is, Antonio Brown seems to get more leverage in this whole situation, which is surprising to me because he wasn't supposed to have any. Kevin Colbert said that they will keep him informed, but they're not going to let him dictate who he goes to. He does not have a no-trade clause, and yet he vetoed a trade. Now, I'm wondering if, you know, it was because, number one, he didn't want to go to Buffalo, which is ridiculous. It's an NFL team. I know they're terrible. It would have been fun to watch, actually, and see how he deals with the quarterback situation there and the snow. But also, could it be that he was just not convinced they were going to renegotiate? Why would they renegotiate? He has a 3-year deal. He's going to pay him $38 million over the next 3 years. He signed it, and yet he seems to have more and more leverage as this thing goes on, although he's having fewer and fewer teams involved. It says quite a bit that the Steelers were able to trade a right tackle who missed his last 11 games last year and got something in return, a 6th-round pick, and they did it relatively instantly. And by the way, all the best to Marcus Gilbert, who's always been a good guy to deal with. Does his job. The thing I love about offensive linemen, Nate, and I wish we had more of them, the same mentality. Those guys just go to work. They don't care if they're ever interviewed. And when they are interviewed, they're very gracious. That's why I was glad to see Pouncey and Foster both sign back. That means 4/5 of their offensive line will be here. And the question then would be, who is your right tackle in replacement of Marcus Gilbert? That's the question we can tackle here as we go along. There are, you know, guys certainly who can handle that. Chukwuma Okorafor. Third-round pick, only 21. He's a definite upside is big for him. He's going to be in that equation. Gerald Hawkins, who's entering his 4th year, but he's been injury-riddled. They have Zach Banner. They got B.J. Finney to a nice deal. Matt Filer is – they have options. It just depends on how they want to do it. But it took them very little time to trade a starting right tackle. They cannot trade the best wide receiver in the NFL over the past 6 years. They cannot trade him. It's impossible the way things are going. Although, apparently, some Antonio Brown went on his Instagram last night, and I didn't understand it necessarily. I had to get some sort of someone to translate it for me. I don't know what he was saying, but he was basically saying that within 24 hours, he's going to have another team. We'll find out. I still believe, I believe from the beginning, it's going to be Oakland. I'm sticking to that. I did a commentary yesterday, despite all the Buffalo stuff that was going on, it's going to be Oakland. Oakland has what they want. Brown has what he wants from that team. Gruden loves these kinds of situations. He thinks he can rectify them. And more than anything else, there's a quarterback there, and Antonio Brown wants to go to a place as a quarterback. He should not dictate terms of this, but if the Steelers can get what they want, and also yesterday, if you saw, John Gruden was supposed to speak at Tennessee. He canceled. Said business came up. I wonder if that business was Antonio Brown business. The way I see it, 412-928-9370, get your calls in. Antonio Brown has only three options. Number one, he plays for whichever team he's traded to, and he can't object, even if they don't give him an extension or a new deal. Number two, sit out the whole year and forego his salary. I'd like to see that happen, actually. I'd like to see what he would do to compensate for the lost wages. And number three, he returns to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Can that even exist at this point, given all the bad blood that's happened? 412-928-9370. Let's go out to Rob in the North Hills, who kicks us off on an early version of my show today. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Speak with you. Give me like 45 seconds here, and I will. I promise you, I will give you the exact story about what's going on.
All right, Rob, okay. You got 45 seconds. You're on the clock. Go.
Antonio Brown has trade value because he's a great player, and he signed a three-year contract at whatever. Okay, another team is going to trade for this guy. Obviously, wants a great talent, wants contract certainty. Antonio Brown is not doing this to get traded to another team. He'd go to Buffalo. He'd go to the. He'd go play for Notre Dame Fighting Irish. He wants to renegotiate his contract. He will go wherever, okay? So there's a sliding scale between what Antonio Brown's value is worth to the Steelers and what he's worth to another team. So to another team, he needs to be cost-controlled for that time, that length of contract.
How about if he doesn't want to?
then he has no value. I mean, I could see him going somewhere for a sixth-round pick, and the other team saying, okay, we'll take a chance that we'll be able to restructure his contract, and we'll give you a six-round pick for that. If he were going for 3 years and $13 million a year or whatever he gets, he would be worth a first or a first and a second.
That's what his current contract calls for, Rob. 3 years, basically $13 million a year. That's why it would be attractive to other teams.
He wants to get released.
Free agent? Okay, the Steelers have said they're not going to do that. And if they do that, then they will have set a precedent that would be tough to recover from, because everyone would then know that you can manipulate the Steelers. They have long stopped that from happening. In this situation, they've given far more than this guy deserves. You know, you're right. He is one of the best players in the NFL right now. And look how difficult it is to trade him, Rob. Why is that? Because people now see what he really is. And people don't want to deal with what he really is.
Is not what the Steelers can get in return. I think the problem with him is what this precedent sets for the team.
Right.
Now, you got to remember, LeGarrette Blount did this. James Harrison did this. Bell has done this, okay? The problem here is the guaranteed money. When these players get all this money up front, then they have what they consider to be a small annual salary to play for. They threaten to walk away from
the NBA.
Hands.
It's not the NBA, Rob. Well, I got to move along, but thank you.
I'm talking about NFL players.
Well, NFL players are not NBA players. They can't do it. The only person who can do it, Rob, is a quarterback. The quarterback has that sort of leverage, I think. But thanks. I got to move along. I got a lot of people on. We got Carol in Clinton who joins us right now. Carol, welcome to the Bob Pompeiani Show on early today. How are you?
Hey, Bob. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Hey, Bob. You know what? I would just call his bluff. If I were the Steelers, I would say, you know what? You're coming back. You either play, or if you don't, you don't get paid. And we're not even talking to anybody about trading you. Just call his bluff. If he's going to be Mr. Big Chest and, you know, tell these teams that he's not coming and not playing for them, then, you know, just tell them. We're not trading you, and we're not talking to anybody, and you can like it or lump it.
Yeah, but doesn't that keep this story, and it's an ugly story, it's disintegrated into what is now a major distraction. It keeps it alive here for more and more months. If you're the Steelers, do you really want this story around? Do you want him around? I understand playing hardball, and I think they've given him far too much latitude already. But how long do you want that to go on? You can sit him. What do you get out of it? Nothing.
Well, but what are they getting out of it now? The story's not going to go away. All he does is he just keeps throwing more fuel on the fire, and they let him.
Well, that's true, and that's the problem. Thanks, Carol. And I think they have to make a determination at one point. I still think there is somebody out there. They're not going to get what their original want was. I think that's pretty clear. Like, from what I understood, the Buffalo deal was a flop of number one picks. Buffalo has the ninth. The Steelers would have taken that. They would have given their 20th to Buffalo, and there would have been another draft pick or two involved in that as well, lower in the ranks. Now, I have people here who sent me a note, like Cal Hammer, one who's one of our loyal listeners. He says it was reported yesterday AB did not veto the trade, according to Buffalo GM. The trade just broke down. That's what he said, Cal Hammer. I trust Jerry Dulac's sources on this, and he said that he nixed it. He was the reason. They're not going to tell you that in Buffalo. They said it broke down. He nixed it because he doesn't want to go to Buffalo, not because of the weather, because of their quarterback situation. I think their starting quarterback, that he had a 67 rating last year or some ridiculous. You would see how Antonio Brown goes there. Now, is that a team that you'd be okay playing for? Yeah, you know, Shady McCoy didn't want to go there originally, and then he ended up going there and liking it. We got more calls on the way. I also want to get into the Penguins here as well, but we'll keep that Antonio Brown. I can't believe we're still talking about Antonio Brown. Just cannot believe it, but here we are. 2.5 months after this whole thing started, and it's still going stronger than ever. Will there be a trade? I put a Twitter poll out there at KD Pump. Will it happen today? Will he still be here around the draft? Or will he be back in Pittsburgh altogether? You vote at KD Pump. 412-928-9370. We got more calls on the way right here. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.